This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The FSA deadline to submit ballots for the 2016 county committee elections has been extended to make sure farmers have enough time to vote. Voters now have until December 13th to turn in ballots to their local FSA offices. And those producers who have not received their ballots can pick one up at their local office. In order to vote, farmers need to participate or cooperate in an FSA program, and the Farm Service Agency has modified the ballot, making it easier to identify, and those ballots that are being returned by mail must be postmarked no later than December 13th, and the newly elected committee members will then take office on January 1st. Wiffle Seeds is offering early seed order discounts. Mitch Heisler, who's their marketing manager, says they have several new hybrids for farmers to consider for the 2017 growing season, and we discussed other things you may need to consider before putting that first seed in the ground.
That's right. Yep, we're still independently owned. Wiffle's family, we got the third generation of the Wiffle's family into the business now, and still working right out of Geneseo, Illinois, office right in the middle of the corn fair where we think it's best to be.
I can relate to that. The radio station is based right in the middle of cornfields. Today we want to visit about some new corn hybrids for the 2017 growing season. So fill us in on what's new for Wiffle's.
Yeah, so the biggest thing, you know, that we're having conversations with corn growers about right now is choosing hybrids for 2017. Like you mentioned, we do have a great set of new hybrids out, 20 new products, 12 different genetics, and some products that are really exciting have you know, really great top-end yield potential, and, you know, we feel we can put a package together of three or four products and just about every maturity that can go up against anything else in the industry.
Just maybe we can talk some of the benefits of those products. I know disease was a really big issue this past growing season, also weed pressure, so maybe some of the highlights of those new hybrids.
Yeah, you know, anytime you're going into choosing hybrids for, you know, the next year, knowledge is really power. Knowledge is key. So, you know, knowing your own fields and the past insect pressure and disease pressure you faced, and then really working with a knowledgeable seed representative. You know, our Wiffle seed representatives are great at, you know, taking the knowledge you have of your past pressure and what risks might be out there for you the following year, and choosing hybrids that can mitigate a lot of that risk and set you up for success in 2017. So we have great disease resistance and tolerance on a lot of our products and a lot of options for controlling different insect pests as well that you might be seeing in your fields.
Taking seed orders now, I know there's probably some savings to order early.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a very aggressive early pay discount program, you know, that really runs all the way through January. But, you know, we really want to try to get a lot of people that haven't had a chance to try Wiffle's before to take a look at us. And so we're always interested to talk to those people as well.
Also thinking about 2017, not only the seed that you're putting in the ground, but also the soil conditions that you're putting it in. And you talked to me briefly about this before we started the interview, is that you want to look for disease, what could possibly still be there. So maybe just explain a little bit about what farmers should be thinking about before they plant.
Yeah, I know, you know, right now planting seems a long ways away, but it'll be here before we know it. And, you know, there's a lot of research that shows benefits to early planting or earlier planting. And, you know, we certainly agree with those. But I think the key is just to make sure that you're not planting into conditions that will take away some of those benefits or affect your yield. So making sure that you're planting into soil that has enough moisture but also isn't too wet so that you're causing compaction. And then also checking the forecast to make sure that if once you reach soils get up to the right temperature, that forecast looks favorable for them to stay there so that you really get good emergence, good germination, and get that crop off to a good start.
And once again, that was Mitch Heisler, the marketing manager for Wiffle Seeds out of their home office in Geneseo, Illinois. Well, now we're going to talk about something that we don't mention a whole lot when we think of agriculture, and that's fish. A new type of canola could give aquaculture farmers a more sustainable way to raise fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Cargill and BASF are developing the canola as an alternative to fish oil in aquaculture feed that could ease harvest pressure on wild fish populations that currently supply much of that oil. In feeding trials conducted with salmon, Cargill was able to completely replace fish oil in feed rations with oil from the special canola variety. A Cargill spokesperson says the new canola could create tremendous opportunities across the global food and feed markets. Currently, raising fish rich in omega-3s means supplementing their feed with fish oil. The new canola, which is genetically engineered to make long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, will offer a more sustainable alternative as it eases the pressure on marine resources. Testing and regulatory approval for both the canola and the enhanced canola oil is underway and is expected to reach the market sometime after 2020. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.